We thank you, Father, that you have anointed and renewed our minds so that we can receive your word into our hearts. And Lord, you prepared our hearts this week for this word. And so we thank you now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I have a title for us to talk on today. And we're calling this, The Future Must Have Understanding of the Past. The future must have understanding of the past. And I want to base this from Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 52. And I want us to look at verse 12. Because I want to show today how God uses the past in which we face the future. And we're going to open up in various aspects in the scriptures to show how God works with you and I. We may not always be aware of it, but I think you're going to have a greater understanding that God uses the past in which we move forward. And Isaiah here in 52 of chapter 12, Isaiah 52 verse 12 of Isaiah 52. And here it's speaking about God is going to redeem Jerusalem. And so he's going to redeem her and he's going to use the past in which to do so. And in verse 12, he says, "For you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard." So we don't very often think of God as being our rear guard. We have such stress and emphasis on looking to Jesus, pressing forward, and all of that rightly so. But this is where you have to dig into the Word of God. You have to open these things up further to realize that our pressing forward, which we're to do, takes a great work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. I'm reminded of Peter. When he was called first as a disciple, without hate, without doubt, he drops everything, his job, his nets as a fisherman, and he followed Jesus. But 3 years later, we see something quite different, because he's already betrayed Jesus. He's left him. And we know the story of where they're out fishing, and the Lord appears on the seashore and prepares food for them. And they come in and they see it's the Lord, but they don't say anything. And the Lord turns to Peter, and you know the story. He's calling him again. That's what he's doing. Do you love me? And of course, what he wants to get from him is the sovereignty of God, the faith. Lord, you know all things. In other words, my life, my future destiny is in your hands. Without you, I have no hope. You see, Peter had little understanding of that when he was first called. It had to take that time, that journey with the Lord, and all the experiences, and realizing that the empty words that we say in the emotions and in the flesh, God knows what is of faith and what isn't. God knows when we speak sincerely from the heart and when we don't. Because God has to deal with it. There's a lot of Christians who give a lot of lip service, but God cannot let that go on too long. And he will deal with the past in your life in which to get that positive, sincere and godly confession, that which we mean. You see, we don't all get from A to B the same. Our lives are all different. Our culture, our background, our education, our parents, our forefathers, all of this, we're all different. We're all fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God, and man is a highly complex being. And only God can deal with man. Only he can unravel our lives. And it also needs the past in which to move forward with God. And so the children of Israel here, as we read here in verse 12, they're moving forward, but God is also going to be the of the rear. We know the story, but we'll just look at it quickly in Exodus, where, you know, the children of Israel have come out now from the hold of Pharaoh. God has struck all the firstborn of Pharaoh's house. But you see, Pharaoh doesn't give up. He's still on their tail. And if we turn to Exodus 14, Exodus 14, and here Moses knows that Pharaoh is on their tail. They find that they're up against the sea in front of them. And God is about prepared to do a miracle in bringing a whole nation through water. And here we see in verse 19, and the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. So it's been before them, but it's now going to the rear of Israel. For what purpose? For a miracle, so that they can pass through the Red Sea, and that God will destroy Pharaoh and all his armies, which he did. But that had to happen. You see, God had to get Moses' attention to the rod. What have I given you? And then he goes to the rear in which to deal with Pharaoh. And it's a similar principle with us. Very often, to get us to stand in faith, to stand upon the word of God, God has to do a work. Sometimes he goes behind scenes because there's something needs to be done. And that is the grace and mercy of God. The grace and mercy of God there was going to deal with Pharaoh. And it's the same with us when Satan is on our tail. God will deal with him once we settle and we believe in faith. Then the God of Israel, the God of today, will fight for you. You need to learn this, brothers and sisters, with what we're opening up here today. Now, it says in Ecclesiastes, let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 15. Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 15. That which has already been and what is to be has already been. And God requires an account of what is past. So because he is the God of the rear, the past, not just the front, but the rear, he requires an account. Because it means he's gone before and he's prepared the way. And part of that preparation is dealing with our past, where he has delivered us from fears, from phobias, from things that we brought over in our salvation that God won't have in his sight. This is why he's not going to give up on areas with us. And this is why we know that the deeper life teaching is deliverance. Every time we come together, the word is opened up to us. It is in nature deliverance. But God has had to do a work. You see, God doesn't give us a message until he has been at the rear dealing with us, where we're ready to be able to receive it. Are you beginning to understand now how God works? God's love and mercy is absolutely profound. He misses out on nothing. And I find this very, very comforting. You see, we're all looking, aren't we, to the future. But you see, fear and unbelief can hold us back. That anxiety will hold you back. You see, anxiety, fear will always get you to remember your yesterdays. And I've heard and seen too many Christians who talk at times too much about their yesterdays. And it's not in a positive light. What are you seeing there? God has still got to deal with their past. And if you're sensitive enough, you can take that away in prayer for brothers and sisters so that God will deal with that past. They get healed from it. Otherwise, it holds you in that anxiety, in that fear, that mistrust, and so on. You see, sins of yesterday will always hinder our walk unless they're dealt with. And this is why we have the blood of Jesus. This is why he says that if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father. You have to deal with sin where you've missed the mark. And very often we've missed the mark because that is a sign our God of the rear is working on us to bring that deliverance. And so this should be a source of comfort to us when we get in despair, when we feel we can never overcome. I cannot face this. This just seems too much for me, or whatever it is. Just pause and think for a minute. My God is working also in the rear, behind me. He's working that deliverance. He's preparing me for the future so I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. We also need to remember that he is the God of yesterday, and he uses all the past to bring about that spiritual growth for the future. Some things of the past we are not very happy about, of great shame, and yet God says he uses even the past. That's why I make so much of Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to those that love God, and that includes the past in which he has worked on. You see, he reminds us of the past in which to protect us for the future. So you have a past that you can think upon that you're not very pleased about. You know that it has not brought glory to God at all, but thank God he is using that, because he's also my God of the rear, and he's using that for my future. Our security in the Lord is he goes before us. So there we are. We always know that. We stress the fact that he goes before and he prepares the way. And we make much of that, and rightly so. But you cannot forget also that he uses the past, and he'll let us sometimes be reminded in which to work the future. And also, he keeps watch so that we don't make mistakes of the past. This is why his eyes are ever upon us. We're never out of his sight for one second. For the very purpose that he uses all of these things, for his glory. And that's why he's our rear guard. I know I put this online, this teaching, and it upset one Christian. No, our God is the God of the future. We're told to look unto Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith. And I tried to explain to him about Israel and the cloud and the pillar of fire, and that how God worked from the rear with Pharaoh coming up. And he's a nice guy, And he said, well, that may be so, but I still don't like it. And I thought, yes, he's got a problem. And of course, he's given some of his life, his testimony, and I can see clearly where the problem lies. He hasn't yet looked clearly at his past life, how God has used that in which to work the future with him. At the moment, it's too painful. He's too ashamed. But I have prayed to the Lord, Father, that this word that I have given may be a blessing to him, and he will understand this in that right timing that you have for him. You see, God is the only one who can deal with the past so that we can have a conscious uncondemned. So in other words, he deals with the past so that our consciousness before him, we're not condemned. And that's what the new birth does. That is what dealing with our sin, casting away as far as the east is to the west, it not only deals with our conscience, but we're no longer under condemnation. How does he do this? Because he has dealt with your past. What has he done? He's not only forgiven, but he's cast it away. But our past has done damage. Why has it done damage? Because it's the law of sowing and reaping. What you sow is what you reap. That is the law set in the world for everyone. And so, although we are forgiven, we praise God for that, but because of what we have sown, God has to heal that. And this is why some Christians cannot receive deliverance. Oh, it was all done at Calvary. Why do you keep bringing up the past and everything? It isn't. It's simply bringing up for the purpose to be delivered and healed. I wish we, on one side of it, we were completely healed, delivered. No more thinking of the past. No more experiences of our past or the damage of what it's done. But God hasn't purposed it like that. And he's dealing, as he's the God of the rear, he's still dealing with things of the past, things that we sowed to, that cause damage. And that is why he is our God and Father who heals us. And this is why we make so much about healing. It says in Isaiah, what we read there in chapter 52:12, he says, you shall not go out with haste. In other words, he says, let us not be in haste or impulsive, but wait, knowing he is our rear as well as our forward. And that's what he wants us to do. He doesn't want us to rush out or whatever it is that we do. We wait on the Lord. Whenever you are seeking him for some change or a new job or whatever it would be, you learn to wait on God, because God may have to show you things of the past where you went wrong before because you were impulsive. You see, I've seen more damage done with Christians who've been impulsive, have not waited. And it takes a long time to get back into the perfect will and plan of God. I've seen this so many times over the years and many times in the assembly. Not waiting, seeking God. Because then you become aware he's also my God of the rear. I have that assurance that whatever is of the past or whatever mistake I made, he's healed that or healing it, you see. It gives you that confidence of faith to move forward with what you believe the Lord is showing you. And so the rear is important for us to go forward for the future and in faith and in that confidence. And you can be well assured, but in going forward, you always have those obstacles, but you have the past in which to deal with them. And what is that past? You speak to those mountains and they are cast into the sea. The past has given you that authority to speak to those mountains, to speak to those obstacles. And that's what he teaches us. And we have to wait on him for that. Well, let's look at some scriptures. I've done a lot of talking on this. Let's look at some scriptures here. Let's turn to Proverbs 16, verse 9. Proverbs 16, verse 9. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. So in other words, God is greater than your plans. Thank God for that. Because some of us, most of us, we have made wrong decisions. How about in the book of Psalms? Psalm 37. Psalm 37, verses 23, 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. There you are. Great verses of comfort. But when you read all of that, the God of the rear has done a lot of work in which to trust and believe in that. And finally, let's look at Psalm 40. And verses 1 to 3, Psalm 40, verses 1 to 3, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Again, our God of the rear, who works behind us, has enabled that new song to be placed in your mouth, that many will trust and hear and fear the Lord. That's speaking of your testimony, that's speaking of your witness, and so on. You see, our life spiritually and even our ministries will never really move forward if we don't trust God, and particularly in this area. You see, the walk to the goal may often look negative and at times impossible. But remember this, God has also been working behind scenes. He's been working in the rear. He's been working over these years in my life. So this obstacle, this mountain that I face, doesn't take God by surprise, and it doesn't take me by surprise. It is there for a reason. Otherwise, God would not let it be an obstacle allowed by the enemy to challenge you. Always remember that. I'm always reminded of Abraham when he was offering up Isaac, not questioning, just doing what God said, and about to plunge the knife into him, the angel said, stop. And God provided an offering, and he looked up, and there was a ram caught in the thicket. That is what God does with you and I. He will always provide. There is a way of escape. We can speak to these mountains, and they will remove. Unless we let the past rest, we shall never step forward for the future. And when you know God has dealt with your past, you've had deliverance from it, move forward. It's done, it's dealt with. And it doesn't matter if the enemy tries to bring it up, because we know he's accuser of the brethren. It's done. And so you see, the God of the rear, in the work that he does a work where it's done, it's finished. The same with the children of Israel, when they came through the water. And as they got to the other side, then he placed his rod again out, and then the waters began to cave in. And what did it do? It destroyed all the armies of Pharaoh. The rear guard that God was working there had done its job. And so no longer are they held in fear, but it's now a testimony of praise and worship. And Israel never forgot it, how that he brought them through a mighty deliverance. But the rear had to be dealt with first. So there we are, brothers and sisters. I trust that this has been a help and encouragement. And we've called this today, the future must have understanding of the past. And so as we continue to press forward, he gives us understanding of the past and what he has done, and how I am here now today with that mighty work that God has done in my life. And that's why you can truly move forward, brothers and sisters. And it doesn't matter what the enemy says, how he tries to hinder, defy, you confidently move forward, because your God is also the God of the rear.